This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, a divided U.S. House has approved President Biden's sweeping social and environment bill. Let's discuss the potential impact with Paul Christopher, head of global market strategy at Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis. Paul, obviously some of the nuts and bolts of this still coming in, but what are you seeing and what kind of an impact do you think it will have?
No immediate impact, Cisco, for the economy. In the first place, the bill has to get past the Senate, and that's unlikely without changes, which would mean then it would have to go back to the House. So we might be looking at this process well into December. Even after that, it's going to take some time to get all that money, all those projects ramped up. There's typically some environmental impact studies that have to be done. The states and local governments get involved. The contractors have to be found. All of that takes time. Market's not really pricing in much immediate impact.
All right, Paul, let's get back to you here for just a moment. You mentioned no immediate impact. Is that one of the things, is people are afraid of more inflation? Is that one of the issues that needs to be pointed out here? Is this bill is not, you know, if it gets through the Senate, it's not going to impact inflation now?
Well, not right away, no. But as you reported just prior to our conversation, there's still quite a few bottlenecks in the transportation system, whether that be the ports, the truckers, the railroads, the warehouses. There's still a lot of goods that are here, but waiting to be passed along to stores and consumers. So that's going to be the main driver, we think, of inflationary pressures in the first half of this year.
Yeah, right now, some significant changes for companies. If you're talking about, say, for example, parental leave, where you would have people able to leave for several weeks if they have some sort of a health condition or when they become parents, those are things the federal government's going to support, and yet I'm guessing businesses are pushing back on that a little bit.
Well, probably to the extent that they represent costs or disruptions, which ultimately are additional costs to businesses. But we've managed with parental leave on an unpaid basis so far. That's probably something that will be absorbed by the economy and by companies.
And these child tax credits that have a lot of people have been obviously very grateful for getting these prepayments here on these tax credits. That's something that may or may not continue. We're not sure yet. But if they do, is that inflationary as well, or is that money that needs to get out into the economy?
Well, what that's going to do, we think, is probably to keep some workers on the sidelines who might otherwise be out looking for jobs. You know, I don't have to tell anyone that gasoline prices are way up. Rent prices are going up. Food prices are going up. And the more federal support that people can receive, the more it allows them to stay at home, wait for COVID to pass as a threat, or at least recede as a threat. And that's going to create some more of those open jobs that aren't being filled. And that generates higher wage pressures over time, too. So indirectly, yes, this is going to help push that inflation pressure a little bit higher.
Thanks so much for all the analysis. Paul Christopher, head of global market strategy at Wells Fargo Investment Institute. Apple putting a fresh focus on its electric and self-driving car efforts. Let's get an update from John McElroy, automotive industry analyst. He's host of Autoline.tv based in Detroit. John, obviously a lot of people working for autonomous vehicles here. What's Apple doing, and is there a way that they're going to be able to separate themselves from the pack?
Well, that's a great question there, Cisco, because Apple has not come out and said anything about this. We know that for years it's been working on developing an electric car. It's part of what's been reportedly called Project Titan. And now, in the last few weeks, it's gone out and headhunted a bunch of people. And the theory is it's going to come out with an autonomous car, but we don't know if it's going to sell that to people or just offer robo-rides, sort of like Uber. So there are some reported things, but like I said, Apple has kept it quite secret.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday toward planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A Texas-based developer buying the Channel 9 property on Chicago's north side. Let's get the details. Albie Galoon, senior reporter at Crain's Chicago Business here in Chicago. Albie, quite a bit of money here, $31 million. What does this mean? Does Channel 9 end up having to move at some point?
Well, it doesn't appear that way initially, at least. Channel 9, WGN-TV, still has a lease there for at least 5 years. So right now, we don't know of any plans of the TV station to leave. We don't know for sure what the new owners' plans are. It's a real estate investment trust out of Houston called Hines Global Income Trust. They're not, they own properties and rent them. So they're not, some people would look at this site as a potential development site. It's a 10-acre property. That's not really what this company does. So it's entirely possible, and I'd say likely that they want to hang on to it and just collect rent.
It shows that you have a lot of places that are reconsidering their space, where they need to be, and the value of the property that they own, and just trying to figure out which is better for the company.
Yeah, that's definitely going on all over the city and the country in the post-COVID world. I can't say what WGN-TV's plans are at this point, but it's a unique tenant, so they have different needs than a typical, say, office tenant. But yeah, it's definitely the pandemic has really shaken up how people and how companies use their space, and so that's going to be an ongoing story for many years.
Thanks so much. Always good details from Albie Galoon, senior reporter. You read him online and in print at Crain's Chicago Business.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Entrepreneur Friday. Whether you're putting up your own holiday lights or are looking for someone to do it for you, our guest this afternoon can help out. We welcome Kelly Fitzsimmons, founder of Light Up Your Holidays here in Chicago. Good to have you with us, Kelly. One of the things people are always wondering is how to do something unique, how to do something creative. They don't necessarily just want to have your everyday old lights up there, do they?
No way. They want something that pops.
So what's your maybe most important piece of advice to people who want that? They want something that pops.
Well, I would say either go for it yourself or call a professional. But regardless, get your lights up, because it really makes a huge impact on the entire neighborhood and your family and friends. So I would say add a little bit of color, but not too much. So for example, if you have red bows on your display, maybe add a few red bushes around your front door and the rest can be white. A lot of people love the classic white, but don't be shy to add just a touch of color for a unique look. That could even include maybe wrapping the trunk with a color as well. And if you have kids and they're dying for multicolored lights, simply put those lights in the backyard if you want a clean, classic, elegant outdoor holiday lighting display on the front of your home.
You mentioned doing it yourself or having someone do it for you. A lot of people probably assume that having someone do it for you is just way out of their league. Is it, or does it depend on what you want done?
I think it really does depend on the scope and the size of the home. It's becoming more and more common practice. Just like people are hiring out, mowing your lawn, trimming your trees, it is becoming more commonplace because people do realize how dangerous it is to get up on a ladder, to get onto your peaks, and how difficult it is to install wreaths and garlands so the extension cords don't show. It really is worth the time and money, mainly to keep whoever's installing in your family safe.
You talk about what you can do, some of the ideas for how you can really make people in the neighborhood glad that you did this. Can you go overboard? There's a lot of people who think, hey, the more color, the more designs, the more objects, the better it is. People will love this.
You know, that's such personal taste. And I say, make a decision. Are you going like over the top, crazy fun? Then embrace that. If you want clean, simple, classic, then go in that direction. Really, there is no wrong decision for outdoor holiday lighting. I mean, it's personal preference. People are always going to have their comments about what you do. I say have fun. Get the whole family involved. Even if you're hiring a company to do the decorating, enjoy hot chocolate in front of the house. Invite the neighbors over. And again, make it an experience.
When it comes to being an entrepreneur, because that's who we're speaking to here, what are some things you've learned about going out and doing something that you love? I would imagine this isn't just a business for you. This is something you actually love.
Well, I haven't always loved it. Let me be quite honest with you. I started this business out of the trunk of my car over 20 years ago before it was even an industry. So you can imagine I was a pioneer learning everything from how to run power to, you know, just marketing myself and running the business. And I was luckily mentored by an electrician who had been doing it for 14 years. So I would say I've gone through a lot of love-hate cycles in this business, but after 20 years, I've embraced it in such a way where I believe I'm in service to my clients to help them really create family memories that truly last a lifetime. I mean, it's a very nostalgic sort of tradition, and that is what keeps it fun. And I've got a fantastic team that I've really been able to hone over the years, and I think that's the key.
Yeah, people really do love it. Nostalgia really is the key. Thank you. Good to talk with you. Kelly Fitzsimmons, founder of Light Up Your Holidays. That's Entrepreneur Friday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.